In this bulletin, Labor rejects a conscience vote on protections for gay students, the latest GDP figures. And in cricket, Mitch Marsh dropped for tomorrow's opening test against India in Adelaide. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal opposition says it will not support a conscience vote on a bill to stop discrimination against gay students by religious schools. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has challenged Labor to allow its MPs a conscience vote on the matter, but Labor leader Bill Shorten has rejected Mr Morrison's call, saying the government's proposed changes would replace one form of discrimination with another.
I think that most Australians, I'm sure all of you here, and most people in the government, and certainly everyone in the opposition, wants to remove the right to discriminate against kids. We agree on that. We also agree that we want to make sure that religious-based schools can teach their faith and according to their principles. We haven't come across a mechanism which satisfies that second point to the satisfaction, if you like, of the competing points of view.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the latest growth figures show the Australian economy is strong. The official figures show the Australian economy grew by 0.3% in the September quarter and by 2.8% over the last 12 months. The growth was well below market consensus forecasts, which had predicted quarterly growth of 0.6% and an annual improvement of 3.3%. Household final consumption expenditure increased 0.3% during the quarter, contributing 0.2 percentage points to GDP growth, while the net exports contributed 0.3 percentage points on a decline in imports. Mr. Frydenberg said there was good news on the wages front.
Unlike other economies like the United States, over the last decade, wages have remained a pretty consistent and stable level as a share of overall income, and profits at the same, at a relatively stable level as well.
But opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says some of the numbers are disappointing.
Josh Frydenberg and the Prime Minister like to boast that Australia is growing faster than the G7. Well, we're not. We're going slower than the average in the developed world, going slower than the United States, United Kingdom, New Zealand and Canada. And within the figures, there are disappointing numbers. The slowest growth in household consumption in 6 years, and the lowest household saving rate in a decade, more than a decade.
Chris Dawson will be extradited to New South Wales over the suspected murder of his wife, Lynette Dawson, who disappeared from their Sydney home nearly 37 years ago. The 70-year-old appeared in a Queensland court this afternoon following his arrest. He applied for bail, but the magistrate denied the application. Mr. Dawson will remain in custody and appear in the local Parramatta court tomorrow. Phasing out live sheep exports won't be considered by Parliament until next year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's minority government narrowly won a vote to delay the discussion, with Independents Cathy McGowan and Bob Katter siding with the government. Comes less than a day after the live export industry announced Australia will not export live sheep to the Middle East during the northern summer next year. Crossbench MP Rebecca Sharkey has told Parliament Australians want the industry to move away from the live export trade.
Quite frankly, I don't think that we can trust this industry to manage itself. We need to transition away from this industry and actually look at this as an opportunity for our industry, for sheep, for farmers and for people living in regional Australia to have good quality jobs.
To cricket now, an Australian vice-captain Mitchell Marsh has been dropped for tomorrow's opening test against India at Adelaide Oval. Meanwhile, it's been confirmed Victorian batsman Marcus Harris will make his debut. Aaron Finch, Usman Khawaja, Sean Marsh, Peter Hanscom, Trevor Head, Pat Cummins, Mitchell Stark, Nathan Lyon and Josh Hazlewood will play as well. Let's look at Thursday's weather now. In Perth, it'll be partly cloudy and 24 degrees. Sunny in Adelaide, 39 degrees. In Melbourne, also sunny and 35. Much the same for Hobart, a top of 29. In Canberra, cloud clearing and 30 degrees. Partly cloudy in Wollongong and 23 degrees. Cloudy in Sydney, 24. In Newcastle, similar conditions, 25 degrees. A shower or two in Brisbane, 27. In Cairns, showers with a possible storm and 33 degrees. In Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.